Hello everyone, it's Tom, it's day 21, and Aston Martin's Lance Stroll is my choice today. Lance has had a challenging few years in F1. Until last season, Aston Martin hadn't been very competitive at all. And when they did finally produce a car that could challenge for podiums and race wins, he couldn't keep up with his teammate, Fernando Alonso. And there's extra pressure and focus on the Canadian, because his dad, Lawrence Stroll, is the team owner. But Lance feeds off the criticism and says he's earned the right to be in Formula One.
I think the majority of people probably only see the tip of the iceberg and they see the good moments. But there's definitely a lot of underlying struggles or, you know, challenging times, traveling around, jet lag, a lot of time in the gym, a lot of, there is a lot of sacrifice, for sure. There is a lot of sacrifice, and, you know, that comes with being a professional athlete. I'm sure in any sport it's the same. So probably people don't always see that, but at the same time, I think what I call sacrifice has to be a part of the joy of being in Formula One and being an athlete. Is, you know, there is a lot of dedication. There is a lot of sacrifice that comes with that process. And at times it sucks. At times, you know, I wake up in the morning and I don't feel like going to the gym, or I don't feel like going to the factory and driving the simulator at 7 o'clock in the morning. I mean, like, it's, you know, there's on a Tuesday after a Grand Prix weekend when I'm tired, you know, there is times like that. But like I said, you know, when those glory moments do come, like being on pole, like standing on a podium and just having a great result and everything comes together, it's all worth it. And that's what keeps bringing me back.
Mm. There's the perception that you've had an easy ride getting here. Now, you're familiar with the stick people used to beat you, but what is your reaction to that?
For sure. I mean, I love it. I fuel off of it. And I think...
What, the criticism?
For sure. If you don't fuel off the criticism, then you dwell on it and it eats you up inside. So I think I've learned to kind of embrace it and use it as like energy to prove people wrong. And, you know, I love that. I think that's powerful. You know, it's powerful to use it as fuel. But I've always said to myself, I'll just do my talking on the track. And it's always been like that since day one, because of where I come from and my background. You know, there's a lot of people that I guess probably hope that I don't do so well, and they hope that I fail, and that's okay. You know, everyone is entitled to have their own opinion. So at the end of the day, I just do my talking on the track. And, you know, I won those championships leading up to Formula One, Formula Four, Formula Three on the Toyota Racing Series in New Zealand. And in Formula One, you know, I've been on the podium, I've been on pole, and I've had many good races. My consistency hasn't been the best. I'm aware of that. That's something that I'm still working on. In the last couple of years, I definitely think that my consistency can be better. And there was a year at Williams where I was in a pretty bad car, so that was a tough year for me. But, you know, I've proved as well in Formula One that, you know, I deserve to be here. And it's always going to be the same, I think. You know, I've recognized that. It's when you do bad, people start talking bad. And when you do well, you know, everyone's right there. Everyone wants a piece of the pie. So it's all part of the circus.
How would you describe your relationship with your father?
I mean, I guess I know him pretty well. we've been through quite a bit together. You could say that. I have a great relationship with him away from the track, you know, as a dad and as a boss. So...
Does he put a lot of pressure on you?
I think I put more pressure on him when he's watching the race from the sidelines. I mean, he's picked up a few gray hairs over the years.
I can remember Baku 2017 and seeing your dad stood below that podium. He was welling up. It was a special moment. And he really cares about your career, doesn't he? That's what came across in that moment. And you see it every step of the way. Do you almost feel like it's the two of you doing this together?
For sure. We've been on this journey together from the start and we're still on it. No, he doesn't put pressure on me because he supports me when it, you know, through the hard times as much as the good times. And I think that's what family does. You know, it's a bigger picture than just racing. It's, you know, it's a father and son journey. It's a family journey. Like I said, we've all been on it together, and he's had my back through the highs and through the lows. You know, that says it all.
Do you share any other hobbies away from racing?
We get pretty competitive on the golf course sometimes. I give him a few strokes, but yeah, that's about it.
What's your handicap?
Oof, that's a tough question, Tom. Some days it's 100. Some days I play scratch.
But on a good day, on a good day,
I like to think I'm around a 6-7. Yeah, when I'm playing well,
that's proper.
Like I said, that's a very loose handicap. Some days it's more like a 26, 27. So
yeah,
keep talking about racing.
In fact, do you and Dad share a passion for, is it the New York Giants and other sports away from F1?
Yeah, we watch the Giants. We went to two Super Bowls where they both won when I was young. I think it was 2007 and then 2012. We've always been big fans, and we were both Super Bowls, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that is very cool. Now look, that was you as a fan. I want to ask you about your fans. Did you know that your eyebrows have their own Twitter page?
My eyebrows?
Yes.
No, clearly I haven't been spending enough time on Twitter. What's it called?
I can't remember.
Lance's brows with like a Z at the end.
I've just got it scribbled down on a note in front of me here. Ask him about his eyebrows, which have got their own Twitter page. Well, that account still exists on X. Just follow @StrollBrows if you want more eyebrow content. And that clip was from our chat in 2020, and I think Lance would admit he still hasn't fully sorted that issue of consistency that he mentioned there. And it's not easy, considering his last two teammates have been Sebastian Vettel and Fernando Alonso, just the 6 world titles between them. But there are signs that he's improving. He ended 2023 strongly, with points finishes in 4 of the last 5 races, ending the year 10th overall in the drivers' standings, which is his best ever result in the World Championship. Lance will be eager to build on that this year and get closer to Alonso. Well, that's it for day 21, and I'll be back tomorrow with a familiar face from our official F1 podcast.
Formula One is the greatest sport in the world.
But there can be a lot to understand. Don't worry, we're here to help.
I'm Katie Osborne. This is Christian Hugill.
And welcome to F1 Explains.
This is the official F1 podcast about how the sport really works. The drivers, the cars, the rules, the words, the risk takers, late breakers, and history makers that amaze and inspire us every race weekend.
Hit like, follow, or subscribe for new episodes every Friday as we answer your questions about F1 with the help of some very special guests. Oscar Piastri, welcome for your debut on F1 Explains.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Double world champion Mika Häkkinen, welcome to F1 Explains.
That they could make up. What are you doing, man? What are you doing?
And by your side, a woman whose race strategy once made Sergio Perez cry.
I'm speechless, guys.
It's important for me to say tears of joy. Welcome back, Bernie Collins.
Thank you so much. You've just not heard the crying ones from losing the race.
Susie Wolf joining us here on F1 Explains. What a joy to have you.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining me, Christian Hugill and Katie Osborne on the stage is Formula One legend David Coulthard.
We'll be here across the 2024 season with current drivers and legends of the sport.
Plus, insights and explanations from people you don't usually get to hear from, the unseen experts who are essential to Formula One.
We need your question to put to our experts.
Are you F1 Explains?
We are!
I love your podcast!
Love F1 Explains! Christian Hugill!
Oh my god!
And Katie Osborne.
Katie Osborne!
Record it as a voice note on your phone, or you can write it in an email and send it to f1explains@f1.com.
Just search for F1 Explains wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll speak to you soon.